Well, yeah.
To get, we should have a.
Well, you can always email me, and I can pass them on. Or email
Kim. KimMillerMedium.com.
Let's start
KimMillerMedium at Comcast.net.
KimMillerMedium@Comcast.net. But or you can email through her website.
That's right.
As you can me, MarthaNorlock.com or KimMillerMedium.com.
Right.
But hey, how about let's have a ukulele serenade at the birthday party for New Spirit Journal. How fun would that be?
How many people want that?
Hey, Rhonda, Scotty will wear his Aloha shirt, and he can he can play drums in the background.
Oh, I think we should get Jewel a grass skirt, and she can do the
Julie will do the hula. Okay, getting it. So anyway, the 6th birthday party, New Spirit Journal, will be at East West Bookshop in Seattle. That's on June 4th from 11 to 3 p.m. Kim will be there. Well, Kim and Martha will probably be there. We're scheduled to be there, but now that we're
we might be uninvited.
We may be in big trouble after today's show. We're not sure about that. But
oh, Rhonda says ain't happening.
Ain't happening? Rhonda, ukulele, woohoo! And you love Scotty's Aloha shirt. It's all in shades of blue, Rhonda. It's your colors. I'll get him a purple one if that's even better. Come on. All right, so let's see. Meows, annual Fine Wines and Felines, Saturday, July 16th, and the 9th annual Puppy Putt fundraiser for Guide Dogs of America is June 18th, www.puppyputt.com. Eagle Show with Freedom the Eagle and Jeff Guidry from Sarvey Wildlife Care Center, Scotty's brother-in-law, Saturday, May 28th at the Northwest Dream Center in Everett. And then there will be illustrator, naturalist, wilderness guide, writer Jennifer Hahn, author of Pacific Feast, a cook's guide to West Coast foraging and cuisine, will be on June 2nd at 7 p.m. at Northwest Stream Center. www.streamkeeper.org for info. Beat the Heat with Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Female cat spayed for just $25 through June 30th. Woohoo! And I think that about covers the important stuff on current events. You can go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events. You can get more details on all of these events and the others that I did not have time to mention. All right. And since we are over time once again, we are just going to close out this hour real quick. Turn it right around. We ain't going nowhere. So you stay right where you are. Phone lines are open. We're just going to put you on hold. Give us a call, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And that wraps it up for the second hour. We're turning around, start the third. We're going to phone calls. Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive is live in the studio. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK, FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. Cut it out. If you've got internet access, the best way to pull up the stream is go. You see, I have eyes in the back of my head.
I guess, Mom, what's your deal?
Go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, we phone lines are open. We're just getting ready to start taking phone calls. Write down the numbers here. There is one line open right now. You can grab, if you're quick, local number, 425. 373-5527. Now, where are you leaving? Where are you going? I don't know. He's making. Gary's remodeling. Oh, that's interesting. Anyway, local number 425-373-5527. Charging up the computer. Oh, can't watch too many baseball games then, huh? Oh, gee, isn't that too bad. All right. Okay, there it comes. All right. You got it. Whoever just dialed in got that fourth line. Gary's going to put you on hold right now. And let's see, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Now, keep those numbers handy. Because when you hear us end a call, that's your signal to dial in and pick up that line. Right now, the lines are full, and all of you that are hearing me in your ear, you have been answered and you're on hold. Just hang there, because when we take a call, we will go through you one at a time and bring you up, and you can tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what you want to talk about. But there will not be no talking to Scotty, because he has no studio, and we haven't figured out anywhere to talk to you on the phones. We can just put you on hold, so there you go. All right, now, if you need to be in touch with us, you can do that anytime off the air by going to MarthaNorwalk.com. You can send me an email. You can call me. My phone number's there. And just remember, if you need my help as a behavior therapist or trainer, bug my voicemail. Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, and it's 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Bug my voicemail. I always do a free telephone evaluation, so call me if you've got problems with your animals. All right, you can reach Kim at kimmillermedium.com is her website.
Yes.
206 353-5600 is her phone number. Do not call her now. She has enough distractions going on right now. You can call her after the show, but 206-353-5600. And Ms. Kim, what kind of events have you got coming up here?
I actually have the event with Krista.
You and Krista, the party, right?
And then
you and Krista are teaching, and Rhonda's playing the ukulele. Is that right?
I don't know about Rhonda playing the ukulele.
Seriously, you and Rhonda are teaching a class in August together.
Yes, we are in August, and you caught me on the spot here. I didn't have my stuff pulled up really quick to tell you all that information. So give me 1 second, and I will do that. Okay.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Kim has teamed up with Krista Gibson, who of course is the editor and publisher of New Spirit Journal. And kind of our metaphysical mother in our area. She is just delightful and teaches so many incredible classes on her own. But the two of you are hooking up for a pretty interesting class.
Yeah, we're actually going to hook up and do a class. It is, we're calling it, of course, I don't have it here, of course. it's really how to use and interpret your inner guidance, sort of your intuition, how to use it.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, especially women, they have a tendency. We talk about women's intuition all the time, but women have a tendency to ignore it, and men actually use their gut feeling a lot and don't talk about it, but they use it probably more than women actually use their intuition. So we're going to talk a lot about that, and we're also, Chris is going to make some really cool pendulums that she will be giving away at the event.
Are you going to teach everybody how to use them?
Yeah, we're going to teach everybody how to use them. So you can, for more information or sign up.
The pendulum is important for people that really feel somehow they can't tap into their intuition.
Right.
When you learn how to use a pendulum,
it's just a tool.
You can ask the pendulum.
And
you get yes or no answers,
sort
of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's really cool to learn how to do this. So it's neat. So you get a pendulum if you come to the class.
That's right. So
it's in August, and it's on the east side, isn't it? Friends Philosophy and Tea.
Friends Philosophy and Tea, yeah. And if you want more information, you can go to www.KristaGibson.com.
And that's KrystaGibson.com.
Right, or you can call Krista at 425-356-7237, or you can call me.
All right, repeat Krista's number one
more
time. It
is 425-356-7237.
All right, and how about your phone number again?
It's 206-353-5600.
All righty then. Okay. That's as much business as we're going to cover right now, so let's get to these phone lines and let's test the system, shall we?
Yes.
All right, everybody think good thoughts.
All right, let's go.
Line one, west of the Rockies, you're live on Animal World. Who's calling, please?
This is Renee from Seattle.
Hey, Renee.
Hi. Before I forget, I want to tell you about a sign I saw last night. A man was walking around on a costume, a Grim Reaper costume, and the sign said, "The end was near."
Nice.
It was near.
It was.
Did you hear we had Rapture here in the studio this morning when Gary dematerialized under the desk?
That was great.
Yeah.
That was
great. I think that pastor is dematerialized right now, too. I think people are chasing him down.
Well, you know, on a serious note, can you imagine there were so many people that believed this and they seriously gave away everything and
quit their jobs, spent
all their money.
I hope they're chasing him down. But that church made a lot of money.
Oh, I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did, but a lot of people have nothing now.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
Really sad.
Right, Renee, do you still have things left? You didn't give anything away, did you?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
All right. So what can we do for you?
Well, I have a lot of dreams where I come in contact with people that have died before I know it, or they are relatives that have passed on. And I'm wondering if anybody, you pick up on anybody.
You do a lot of people that actually are not your family. Sometimes you pick up on people that are actually relatives of other people.
Yes.
Is what I get.
Yes.
I mean, it might be something you might want to try to tap into because you are getting information for other people.
Yes, I have had that happen.
Are we talking Renee's a medium?
I think she has that
ability.
She has that ability. I think the only thing you have to learn, Renee, is trust. Yeah, because that's very typical. I did that too, Renee. Really, I still to this day won't trust information for myself. Yeah. So, yeah. And Julie will, she'll say very often, how come you don't believe that? I said, oh, they lie to me. So I think for you, your grandparents for sure are the big ones that are around you.
Yeah.
Big time. Especially what I get as a grandfather.
Yeah.
Probably the most, because he was kind of the grand old guy.
Yeah.
And he was, what I get is that he was a bigger man.
Yeah.
And he was sort of bigger than life in his, in the way that he was in life.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's people really liked him.
Excuse me just for interrupting. Gary, what are those interesting phone sounds we're hearing?
You hear that? I don't know what that is.
It's a clicky, clicky.
Yeah. Do you think that might be our wonderful phone system?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything we can do about it, folks. So just apologize, reality radio, and we're just lucky to take phone calls.
We'll put
up with the little stuff.
Yeah, well, that's basically what I wanted to know, but I appreciate that insight and information. I even get names of people in my dreams that
Okay, so so go to KristaGibson.com.
Okay.
I think you need to sign up for that class. I think it would help you.
It's in August?
Yeah, it's in August.
Okay.
And just get, you know, pre-signed up. I think it's a little bit cheaper if you sign up ahead of time for
okay.
it. So,
oh,
but
I think
it would
that
be
is
great.
True.
It yeah. would be a great place for you.
Okay.
But I think what you need to do is learn to trust.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, and pay attention, folks, to events coming up in the area, because a lot of folks are getting smart about pricing these events, because, you know, it helps for a speaker to be able to plan. Are there going to be people there or not? And a lot of us don't get around to making a reservation and then just show up or
and
go.
And then it costs you more money.
But so what they're doing now, and this is a good idea, you get a serious discount if you register ahead of time.
Right.
And then you pay through the nose at the door.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's just so attention and register early.
But I think, Renee, I just want you to know that he's around you a lot, but he's one of those guys that people either loved or hated him.
Oh, okay.
That was granddad?
Yeah, it was grandfather. And he says sometimes you have that ability also.
Love or hate?
Yeah, well, I think that you speak your mind.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what the problem is sometimes you have to be wise about who you tell what to.
Yes, I understand that totally.
All right, good.
Yeah. Well, great.
All right, Renee.
You're
welcome. Well, thanks for calling Animal World.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that leaves a line open for you folks, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. All right, line two, west of the Rockies, you're live on Animal World with Kim Miller Medium. Who's calling, please?
This is Susan from Cookland.
Hey, Susan.
Hi.
Huh?
I'm calling about Wyatt.
Okay.
Our standard poodle who passed away in September.
Oh.
Yeah, we were, if someone could tell us why he died, he just kind of collapsed.
Well, how old a dog was Wyatt?
He was 13. In fact, I had called you many years ago when he was a puppy with some, some puppy behavioral problems.
Yeah.
For what it sounds like to me is that he had a defective heart.
Have you got him, Kim?
Have you got him? Yeah, okay. A defective heart. And
so
just, now,
13
what I like
for
is
a standard poodle, that's kind of top of the lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
But, gosh, Susan, how that must have been tough for you. He just kind of like just dropped dead?
Yeah, I was at work and my husband was home and he just got up and ran across the floor and started convulsing.
Oh, no.
And he was in convulsions for about an hour. Before.
Oh, no.
It was really horrific.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you.
We missed him terribly.
Yeah, he was a great guy, and he wants you to know that he's still with you. But he was a really fun. I mean, you got my heart going because number one, he's a poodle.
Well, yeah,
but,
I was going to tell you, Kim's heart, dog heart, belongs to poodles
right now. So, but he was really a great guy because he was such a sensitive soul.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he knew. I mean, especially if you were having a hard time, he knew it, and he was so loving and giving.
Yeah, right. Well, we wondered what it was, and we hoped he hadn't suffered. He was older and had some, you know, health issues, and we knew that he was, you know, the end was coming, but we had hoped he wasn't suffering, and we didn't know about it.
It feels to me like his heart was really big. Like it was like maybe oversized.
So an enlarged heart.
Yeah, an enlarged heart is what it feels like to me. So
Does that feel genetic, or is that something?
It
that,
sounds like it's something that he had his whole life.
So that would be a genetic
thing. Yeah,
an enlarged heart.
Yeah. Did he ever get? I mean, really tired when he played hard?
He did in the end. Yeah,
okay.
He did.
That's what it
feels
like.
In fact, he would like his breath would get raspy.
Yeah. That's and I think that's something he probably struggled with his whole life.
Huh,
but just
okay.
as he got older and thinner, so it sounds like as he got older, he got a little bit thinner.
Mm.
And it was just, you know, he just didn't have the stuff around it. He didn't, you know, to keep him going. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but he really loved you. He really loved your husband.
Oh, he did. Yes, he did.
He was his guy.
And we hope we actually rescued a chihuahua from the Humane Society in February.
Oh, my. You went from a standard poodle to a chihuahua?
But you know what? I just rescued a couple little chihuahuas. I never thought I'd like them. And they are big, big dogs.
They're little tiny bodies.
Yeah, and I thought they were great. I loved them. So good luck.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Thank you. And, Martha, thank you for everything you do.
Oh, God bless you, Susan. Thank you for calling. And you call me off the air if you need some help and support, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that, I mean, that's a tough one when you know, it's hard at the end and they have a difficult passing.
But, you know, sometimes people really have to go with a totally different dog. You know,
another one, yeah.
Yeah, because.
Like standard poodle to chihuahua.
I mean, that's really is a big jump, but it's, you know, sometimes, and there right now are a ton of chihuahuas out there that
ever since we had the taco dog.
Oh, God. Well, actually, I think it was Miss Hilton that did this.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I think that's where the chihuahuas came in. But there, I mean, you can look and there are tons and tons of chihuahuas out there that need homes.
All righty then. Let's, Gary, let's go to line 4, west of the Rockies. You're live on Animal World with Kim Miller Medium. Who's calling, please? Yellow. Hey, that's you. I can hear you.
This is Marta calling from Seattle.
Hey, Marta, what can we do for you?
I've got my partner has a cat who is still with us, and he is a 4-year-old cat named Bill, and I just can't seem to connect with this cat, and I love animals.
I know you do, but he, for some reason, doesn't like you, and I don't know why.
Huh.
I think maybe
unfortunately the feeling's mutual.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem, Marta, is that he senses that you don't like him, and I think it's come on because he wasn't that close to you in the beginning. And so now that it's just a sort of a mutual thing because he actually will scratch you.
Well, he bites and scratches not just me. It's
his way? Was he a rescue? Because it feels like maybe he's kind of defensive of himself.
I don't know that she rescued him. I understand she's had him since he was very, very little.
Really? Because he feels very, very defensive of himself and anybody in his space.
I mean, like overprotective of himself.
It's like, it's fear. You don't normally hear that in a cat. You hear fear aggression in dogs a lot. But fear aggression in cats
scary.
Is probably, that's kind of interesting because what he's doing is he's just reacting to anything. Do you go, if he's down below you, can you actually get down with him and maybe try to come at him that way? He acts like a dog.
I do try every once in a while to pet him, but he acts. And he'll do this for my partner as well. It's not just me.
No, it's not. Mm-mm.
He will go from being relatively friendly to basically an attack cat.
Mm-hmm. You know what I can tell you, Marta? Have you heard me beginning the show the last few weeks talking about this fabulous new TV show that's on Animal Planet?
And what is it?
Well, obviously you aren't here for the first hour of the show. Okay. All right. Everybody listen up. For Marta and anyone else that has behavior issues with a cat, you absolutely need to watch this show. It is brand new on Animal Planet. 3 episodes have aired so far. The 3rd one was last night. It airs live. The new shows air at 9 p.m. on Animal Planet on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. It's so popular, they're rerunning these shows a lot already. And they're rerunning one after the 9 p.m. show. Marta, this guy, Jackson Galaxy, is this feline behaviorist name, and he is a trip. But he's already dealt with a number of cats that I would describe exactly as you're describing Belle. that are aggressive, that don't like someone, that have the feelings that Kim's talking about. This guy is a miracle worker, and what you need to do is start watching that show, because this cat needs more up spaces.
Yes.
Up. Kim, mm-hmm. you can confirm yeah. that. Mm-hmm. And they are doing the most creative designs in these people's homes to get these cats up spaces, mm-hmm. and the cases he's turning around are miraculous, and these are flaming Plekner cats. Mm-hmm. That he's turning them around simply with adjusting the yes. environment
because
and
that's what
how the humans relate to them. He calls it understanding cat.
Yeah.
It is the best show of the century for cat owners right now. And you've got to watch it, Marta, because it will help you. And if you don't want to watch the show and learn how to do it, you can call me off the air and hire me to come to your home, and I'll play Jackson Galaxy, because that's mm-hmm. what I do.
Yeah.
And you can pay me to come teach you this, but you can get it for free
because that's
on
what I
my
got.
Cat. My Cat from Hell mm-hmm. is the name of the show.
Martha, that's what I got with her, is that this cat is, they're above the cat.
Right.
And the cat really needs to be
right now,
above
Jackson,
or on the same
Jackson
level.
Jackson explains it. He calls them bush dwellers or tree dwellers.
Yeah.
And the bush dwellers, he said, are small. They're hiding. They don't feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get them big and up and feeling their power. And it is amazing the transformation these cats make when the environment is adjusted. So, Marta, do you think you can watch the show?
Yeah. So, for instance, if he had a scratching post way up high.
Yes.
Yeah, but not just that. Yeah. That would be a drop in the bucket. That would help.
Mm-hmm.
But you watch this show. It's amazing what you can do in your environment, and it will make a huge, huge difference. So get on there. And it's not always in the TV schedule, because I think the show has been a flash hit immediately. And like Friday night, that's all they ran on Animal Planet. My Cat from Hell ran all evening. So watch Animal Planet when you can. Catch this show. Promise you, you're gonna hear what you need to from this guy. Or like I said, you can hire me. Okay.
Feel healthy.
Pardon me. How does he feel healthy, Kim?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like he's healthy. He's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Now your partner sounds like she's got some issues, but the cat
health wise.
Yeah.
Oh. Do we need to check on your?
Huh?
Can you tell me more about that?
It just sounds like she doesn't feel good, and I would make sure that she gets her butt to the doctor.
Okay.
Does she have any diabetes issues?
No, she was in the hospital last September for gallbladder removal. And
right.
was never diagnosed as diabetic.
Okay. Well, I want you to get her in for a physical. Okay. And it's not something that's serious, but I really think that she has some issues. If she doesn't take care of it, could be.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not a scary
thing, but
it will be if it isn't addressed.
But there's something that
needs to be picked up now. So.
But I think she sometimes is a little tough to get her to the doctor.
That's true.
Okay. All right.
Crack that whip, Marta.
Crack the whip, Marta.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to line one, west of the Rockies. You're live on Animal World with Kim Miller Medium. Who's calling, please?
This is Cindy from Fulton.
Well, Cindy. Hey, it's my Cindy.
Yeah, it is.
We were just talking about your eggs yesterday.
Yeah, I'd like to know the story about that sometime.
I haven't no double yolks yet. What can Kim do for you, Cindy?
I was wondering, my dog died about 6 years ago.
Oh.
I was just wondering how she's doing.
What's her name?
Ebie.
She's doing all right. I think that's one of the things that Martha and I talked about. I told you, Martha, that's the number one question. How are they doing?
How are they?
They're, like I said, better than you. So they're always, and Great just waiting for you.
Oh, so yeah. Ebie's waiting for Cindy.
Yeah, waiting for Cindy to throw something for her.
Huh. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Did you play retrieve with this dog?
You could throw your arm off.
Yeah, so I throw my ball,
bingo,
throw my ball,
Kim.
Throw my ball.
Bingo,
that's what
Kim.
I get.
So that lets you know that she's definitely tuned in to Evie.
She's waiting. Throw my ball. Okay.
So she's just like hanging on the other side, waiting for
the
ball?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you. Waiting for you. Is there a father figure for you over there, too?
Is there a what?
A dad?
No.
Or a man that was like a dad for you, or grandfather?
Yeah.
Okay. She's with him.
All right.
Okay. She's with him.
So we're not talking Dustin.
Yeah, Dustin.
Dustin was her partner.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. She's waiting over there with
so
him.
So she's with Dustin.
Yeah, she's with him.
Anything you want to know from Dustin while you're on with Kim?
Say hello to him for me, but how's he doing?
Like I said,
better than you.
better than you.
They're all better
they're
than
all
you,
better
Cindy.
They're all better than you, Cindy. And only just because they're home.
Oh.
Now they're home.
You know how much Cindy started as a client of mine, but she's become a neighbor and friend because she's out in Salton. But when Chowie passed and Scooty passed, Cindy came by and she loaned me her heart rock. Can you see this heart? It's in the shape of a rock. Just want you to know, Cindy, it's in my pocket, and I'm going to carry it until she tells me she wants it back. but isn't that sweet? She came by and brought me her heart walk.
So he says that you need to get out more.
Oh.
You're hanging around the house just a little bit too much.
That's true.
Is it?
You need to get out more, and he wants you to find someone.
Oh. Oh. He'd like you to hook up with somebody, huh?
And I think he told you that before anyway.
Yeah, he did.
So he says, I don't see you doing anything about it.
So you see E.B. Cummins back as a dog?
that's denial for
that
you.
That was.
Okay,
she's
Dustin,
like,
she's
Dustin.
Not listening.
I'm done with you, mister.
Yeah, Dustin, she's not listening.
Yeah, that's funny. I think that you need to go out. You need to get out of the house, okay?
Well, she wants to know, is E.B. going to come back?
I'm staying on Dustin.
Dustin won't let you leave the subject.
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely. So, but E.B., I think that you have to go looking. You have to go looking. So it's not, E.B.'s not, you know, whoever's going to find you is not going to wander onto your property.
No, she's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so you have to go looking for somebody. And there is somebody waiting, but I'd be looking.
Oh, there is somebody waiting.
Yeah, but I think what I'd be doing is looking on Craigslist. I think there's a dog that's very similar.
Oh, you're not talking about looking for a guy. You're talking about looking for a dog.
Well, we went to E.B., right?
Well, no, you said you were staying with Dustin.
I know,
so
but
now
you forced
totally
me to
confused.
Go the other way.
What are you talking about? Okay, so let's... I'm confused. Are you confused, Cindy?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Sorry.
All right, Kim, will you please clarify?
Oh, look, a chicken. That's what happened to me.
A squirrel. Did I tell you she's a goofball?
Yeah.
Kinda. All right. So Dustin
you
wants
to
her to get out.
Both.
Well, see, I thought you were telling she was supposed to get out and look for a guy.
Well, both.
Or
okay.
Somebody.
So
okay.
Both.
But she.
Right.
But E.B. does want to come back. And you think E.B.
I don't know
already,
that it's E.B., but it's somebody
there's
is
another
waiting
dog
for
coming
you.
For her.
Yeah. Somebody. You're being sent somebody.
Well, because you, Cindy, you already have a dog.
Yeah.
And her name is
Cleo.
Cleo. She's a cute little black labby type. She's a cute little girl.
She's a
and that's
goof.
How I met Cindy, because I went out to help her with her dog.
Cleo's kind of goofy.
But Cindy, she had wanted to get a rescue puppy that she could bottle feed and raise. So maybe that put out the call for another dog.
I don't know if it'll be that little.
Okay.
That little, but young.
Young. So there's a young one out there looking for you. You just got to go find it.
Yes.
Is that the deal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, start looking because you have a tendency to just kind of hole up by yourself.
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
Sometimes she kings comes over to my house.
Yeah, well, you need to get her out.
All right, Cindy.
Okay.
Cindy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right, well, get out and look for the dog and look for the guy. Maybe the guy has the dog.
That would be good.
Yeah, that's he says, now Dustin says, you're just being lazy.
Oh! Okay, are we good?
Yep, we're good.
All right, Cindy, thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, now how about, since it's the third hour and I have no choice, that we stay on time?
Sure.
We will take care of our advertisers and, of course, the most important part of the show, pay attention. Without them, there's no us. And then we'll come back with more phone lines. There's one line open, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues right here with Kim Miller Medium on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Jones & Company logo on the home page. That'll take you to their website. You can check out everything that's on sale, which is usually everything but the kitchen sink. You'll know it's worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Be sure and sign up for the Preferred Customer Club. Get your card because it keeps track of what you spend. You get discounts along the way and free food, canned and dry. Woohoo! Check them out, Jones & Company Pets. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Vance & Mitchell welcomes back Sherry Winston, an expert on women's sexuality and how Mars and Venus really differ.
Next, a local favorite and one of Puget Sound's most versatile metaphysicians, Dina Marie, is in studio talking about why your energy matters.
Then author Josie Varga gives us insights into near-death experiences and afterlife communication with departed loved ones and spirit guides.
That's Vance & Mitchell in the morning. Saturday at 10, followed by the Gary Mann Show at 11 Pacific.
We all want the best possible health for our animal companions. At Nature's Logic, we believe the highest quality and safest nutrition for your pet comes from Whole Foods, not chemistry labs. So we've created the first and only full line of kibble, canned, and raw pet foods containing no synthetic vitamins or minerals. Nature's Logic uses only whole foods and 100% natural ingredients to provide your dog or cat with complete and balanced nutrition. To learn more about Nature's Logic or to find a retailer, please visit natureslogic.com.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage, celebrating their 10th anniversary. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and great anniversary deals.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made Breeze Guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits in your car's windows. Breeze Guard keeps your dog in the car with the windows open. It keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to BreezeGuard.net for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out Breeze Guards now at the Redmond Saturday Market.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels, and she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993, and you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World already. We don't call it the fastest 3 hours in radio for nothing, and yeah, Kim's giving Scotty the evil eyeball because he went and got some chips. And now,
we got in trouble for that last time.
I was going to say, he's repeating the last time. He should have remembered how much I yelled at you guys the last time.
She was really
but
cranky.
Last time it was stereo crunching and crinkling because Kim had them too. Now it's only Scotty, and he's right next to me, so I can kick him.
I know.
So you're going to be in trouble. No, he just backed up, moved away. All right, well, how about we distract ourselves so I don't yell at Scotty?
Okay. We got lots of callers, too.
Oh, look at that. He put them down. crack that whip, Martha.
That's right.
Whoa. All right. Kim Miller, Medium Animal Intuitive, is here. It's the second of our part two of our two-part Memorial Day programming, and she is reading for you and your dearly departeds on the other side, human or animal or whatever else you want to talk to us about. And, Gary, let's go to line three, west of the Rockies. You're live on Animal World with Kim Miller, Medium. Who's calling, please? Hello?
Catherine?
Yeah, that's you. Is that Catherine?
Yeah.
Catherine, where are you calling from?
Bellevue.
Bellevue, that's west of the Rockies. You qualify. What can we do for you?
Well, I had a special black cat that passed away a long time ago that I felt like a long connection with, but I was most concerned about two friends of mine who passed away a few years ago.
Okay, well, what was the black cat's name?
Licorice.
Okay, Licorice. So a black cat that passed away some time ago, but she actually has more concern, you said, about some friends that have recently passed?
Yeah, because I've had dreams where there was something they wanted me or someone to find or see that they had hidden away.
What are your deceased friends' names?
One is Terry and the other is Penny.
Carrie and Penny, and apparently, Kim, Catherine has had dreams about Carrie and Penny, and they've been trying to give you a message or something they want you to find. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And you're curious about that.
Boy, I don't know. I think that maybe they're trying to help you with your own grief is what it sounds like.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know that.
Maybe they want you to find yourself again and move through the grief.
Mm-hmm. Because it kind of seems like, do you sort of stay to yourself a little bit, Catherine?
Yeah,
I think that's probably what it is they want you to go out and sort of find yourself, is what it feels like to me, because you kind of hang out alone a little bit.
So they want you to get out. So maybe we need to send you and Cindy out socializing together.
Yeah, and it's interesting because animals are, especially dogs, are pack animals, and they want to be around other dogs. Mm-hmm. We are also.
Humans are pack animals.
We are pack animals.
We are.
And we really, whenever two or more of us are gathered together, there is love, right? Mm-hmm. And we really need to be with other human beings. When you don't have other human contact, you really can kind of just really go crazy being alone. There's too much thought process that goes on, and I think that's what needs to happen for you, Catherine, is you didn't need to find, even if it's something that's pretty quiet, because you don't like a lot of stimulus, but if you can find a quiet little group, even a little reading group or... Yeah. You know, even go sit in the library, just where you can be around
people.
So an
activity outside of her personal environment is what she needs to find.
Yeah.
So that's what they want you to find, is an activity to do outside of the household. Can you do that, Catherine?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't sound real enthusiastic.
No, it didn't.
No, I just felt there was something important.
Yeah,
well, that
I
is important.
I'm sorry.
You are important, Catherine.
Yeah.
This is about you, and you are important. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
That didn't sound very convincing either. You are important. Your friends care about you on the other side, and they want you to get out and socialize. That's important. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I'm not convinced, are you?
I'm not really very convinced on that. But
do we get any message from Licorice, the black cat that passed a long time ago?
Kevin, do you have another animal friend that you have with you now?
No.
Okay, maybe that's what you need to do, is go out and find somebody.
Find another animal friend.
Yeah. Because you need somebody or something to share your love with.
Are you open to getting another cat, Catherine? Oh, we lost Catherine.
Okay.
Well, Catherine, if you're still out there, give us a call back. We'd love to chat with you. But what I was going to say is if you are, you said you were calling from Bellevue.
Uh-huh.
If you are open to finding another cat friend, you might be thinking that, don't want to raise a kitten or a young one, then they might live too long. But the Humane Society has got a special deal going on right now, and they're right across the freeway from us here.
Yeah, okay.
And they, for all cats over a year of age, adopt a pound off their adoption fee. So you could go find an older,
fatter
cat at the Humane Society, get a good deal, and have somebody to share that love with. So that we're voting for you. Go find yourself a cat friend. Okay, let's carry on here. Let's go to line two, west of the Rockies. You're live with Animal World and Kim Miller Medium. Who's calling, please? Say something, callers. Hello? Hello, going once, going twice, sold. Let's go to line one, west of the Rockies. You are live with on Animal World with Kim Miller Medium. Who's calling, please?
Martha.
This is Martha? No, I'm Martha.
Hi, this is Athena calling.
Athena, all right. Yay.
Hey.
I'm Martha.
I'm Martha. That's me. Hello, Athena, is that you?
Yes.
All right. You are on with Kim, so go for it.
Oh, my gosh.
She can't speak. So.
I know. We caught her off guard there, I think. Athena, tell me. Speak.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Oh, good. Okay,
all the stammering and stuttering and everything.
Well, I'm so excited. We just got a kitten yesterday. I'm holding her now.
Oh, congratulations. Aww. Have you named her?
She's an absolute love.
Have you named her?
Yes, her name is Onyx Obelisk.
Oh, because she's precious.
Onyx Obelisk. That's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Does
yeah,
she have like a pointy from, head?
I'll
shut up now.
Theseus Cattery in Wenatchee.
Cool.
And just picked her up in your area yesterday, Martha, in Monroe.
Oh. And what breed of cat is she?
She's about, excuse me, say again.
What breed of cat is she? A special breed?
She's a Persian.
Persian.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have a little smushy face?
Yes.
No wonder she's precious.
I have a question for both of you about her.
Okay.
She's a love, but she's a little skittish.
Mm-hmm.
Likes to hide under furniture and the beds.
Yeah.
And I think that's
block her out.
Fairly
normal. Block her out. Just learned about that on my cat from hell last night. Call him toe kicks.
Yeah.
Scotty would know that because he builds stuff.
Uh-huh.
But you got to put toe kicks, which are under the block the area so she can't get into those spaces and hide.
Did you?
Okay.
And start creating up spaces for your cats.
Did you get her from a breeder?
Yes.
Okay. So the reason I feel like that, sometimes they don't get a lot of
socialization.
Exactly.
And I think what you need to do with her is hold her a lot.
Mm.
Hold her a lot.
That.
Good.
And love that kitty. I know that's a hard job, you know,
but
somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Hold her a lot. Pick her up. Hold her a lot. Pick her up. And let other people pick her up and hold her a lot.
Yes.
Okay, so I know that's hard to do.
And how old is she?
Everybody pick her up.
Yes.
How old is she, Athena?
She'll be 6 months, the 30th of this month.
Yeah, she just hasn't had a lot of human interaction.
Uh-huh.
And I just want you to hold her, kiss her, touch her everywhere, her paws, her butt, her tail, her...
Yep.
Everywhere, okay?
And doing that, Kim.
Good job. Absolutely, because that's what's going to get her past that.
I'm with you.
All right, cool.
Okay.
So just kind of do as much as you can. I do get that she may have just a little bit of a breathing issue.
She does.
Oh, too smashed mm-hmm. a face, huh?
She does.
Yeah.
You see that stabilizing as she grows, or is this going to be, this may be a problem?
I'm just going to, I want you to kind of watch her because it seems like her nose, like maybe it doesn't have, it's not, do they have any kind of surgery where they can do something with that? Because it feels like.
I don't know enough about smashed faced cat breeds to know if that's the case.
Yeah, but. I don't know, but I don't want you to get her too. You know, like, don't flat cat her. You know how Martha says flat cat?
Yeah, exercise her too hard.
Don't exercise her too hard.
Got it.
Okay, because she does have some breathing issues.
Yeah, her dad's a grand champion, and she has, we called the breeder yesterday because of her, almost to, she got to a point of almost hyperventilation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, knowing that, mm-hmm. my advice would be I'd not buy a kitten from this breeder again. There's some inbreeding, overbreeding,
there's
or whatever kind
overbreeding.
Of going
yes.
on in this mm-hmm. situation because Martha, the breathing issues should not be that serious.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I was telling David last night that mm-hmm. this inbreeding, I mean, sometimes they, I mean, not inbreeding, but overbreeding.
Mm-hmm. They overbreed, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To get a certain standard type, mm-hmm. they just. Some of the breeders go crazy.
Yeah, and that's what's happened with this kitten. So you're going to have to just be really, really kind of gentle with her. And the other thing, she's a girl, and girl kitties are sometimes a little on the goofy side.
Yeah.
So they can be a little bit more shy if they haven't had socialization right from the beginning.
Speaking of goofy, guess who's in heat again?
Oh, God.
Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm living with one in heat, so.
Yeah. So just, Athena, just you guys hold her as much as you can, and let other people, especially the little kids, hold her. Because I want her to get really acclimated to every single type of human being.
I'm with you.
Okay. And I think she'll be fine, but I just don't want you to ever overwork her.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Okay. Anything else, Athena? Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Love mm-hmm. that baby.
Love it.
All right. Let's go to line one, west of the Rockies. Whoops. No, excuse me, line four, west of the Rockies. We were on line one. Hello.
Oh, there we go.
You're live on Animal World with Kim Miller Medium. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Colleen in Seattle.
Colleen in Seattle, and we have time for more call, for at least another one or two, one call
sure.
anyway, maybe two,
uh-huh.
and you guys have just dropped off, everybody. So call back, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Last chance for a while with Kim, so better pick up that phone fast. All right, Colleen, what can Kim do for you?
I have a twofold question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's about my darling grandmother, Caroline.
Oh. Yeah, she had a great smile.
Oh. And the other question is if my two beloved Newfie mixes, Lucy and Shadow, are together.
Yes, they are. Even though sometimes they didn't get along.
They so, do did on they, the other
are
side,
they,
huh?
Are they, were they separate? Did you have them at two separate times?
Yes. Shadow was much older than
much
Lucy.
Okay.
And they were just best buddies.
Well, there's something about one of them bugged the other one. So was it when they were first together?
Well, no, I don't recall.
Okay.
Well, just if you have one was much older
one
than the other
older.
One, the little one probably messed up
bit.
From time to time.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, the old one would not be as happy with
there,
that.
There may have been issues in the beginning that I just wasn't aware of.
Yeah, just a little bit. I think there was a little bit of biting and sharp puppy teeth, but that's the only thing that I kind of get with them. But yeah, they're absolutely together.
Oh, good.
Sounds like the older one waited for the other one.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, yes, it was, and the younger one knew when the older one was going to pass.
Oh, yeah.
Something so about, they're still together, and they're good.
Yeah, they're good, and it sounds like did one of them do some cleaning of the other one?
No.
Really? Because that's what it feels like, is one of them was very maternal, sort of, with the other one. Are they both males?
They were females.
Females, really. Well, there's some really masculine energy with these dogs.
Hmm. They were just... Absolutely. Our last trip to the beach, Shadow was her last trip to the beach, and we would hit the tennis ball with the tennis racket,
mm-hmm.
and the youngest one would bring the ball back to Shadow
oh.
so that she could bring it back to us because she couldn't go that far.
That's so sweet.
That's sweet.
Well, so that probably is what I'm thinking. There's a lot of taking care of.
Yeah. So the young one took care of the older one. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
All right, Colleen, you good?
Well, is there anything about Caroline?
Oh, we got Grandma.
Oh, Grandma.
Caroline, what's going on with Grandma?
Did Grandma leave you some stuff? Because I feel like there's some recipes.
There are recipes, but I can't decipher her writing.
Uh-oh, because she had some really great ones, too.
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
There's a cookie one that she had that's really, really good, and there's some sort of a stroganoff something.
No stroganoff.
It's something, and I can't really decipher what she's saying. Was she from another country?
No.
Really?
Because
I get.
Sounds like
are you sure that there wasn't some like in her background, like was her mother or somebody like that?
As far as I know, England.
Okay, because I get something coming through that maybe some of the words that she used in her recipe are other. There's some other language in there.
She had this writing that was just so profound.
Okay. It looks like it's not even English.
It looks like it's another language.
It doesn't look like writing.
Yeah, I think it's sort of a form of what she says is sort of a form of shorthand.
Oh.
Okay, so it's a very, try to look at it and sort of fill the letters in.
Okay.
It's her own form of a shorthand.
All right.
But some of the ones that came from her mother and her grandmother are phenomenal recipes if you can figure them out.
Mm-hmm.
And she says you're a lot like her.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot like her. Very, very detailed. There's some details that you have to, in fact, sometimes that gets you caught up.
Especially my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Her love for shoes and jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she likes that a lot. Although, you must look like your dad.
Actually, I look like my mother.
I think you better go look in the mirror, sister, because the older you get, you look like your dad,
there
too.
There might be a tad bit of a mix in there.
Yeah. Your eyes are dad.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess that's coming from Grandma, so you better trust her.
Yeah. She's going to give you a SWAT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Colleen.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Calling Animal World, and let's go to line one, west of the Rockies. You're live on Animal World with Kim Miller Medium. Who's calling?
This is Deborah from Seattle.
Deborah, what can Kim do for you?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I was just wondering, I had a question, a quick question maybe about my dog, Jenna, and my mom, but I just was wondering whether Jenna was ever going to, she's my dog that passed away, if she's ever going to return to reincarnate, will I ever see her again in the physical?
No.
Not in this lifetime?
Not in this lifetime. And the reason, Deborah, is because you, if she came back as another animal, you wouldn't love it as much as you did her.
Oh, okay.
So, and I think that the next one you need to get actually is a male.
I already have male.
Okay, so that so
you're good.
Give that male more of a chance.
That's
okay.
Interesting.
All right.
And then I was
open your heart to that one.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then I was wondering about my mother. We didn't have enough money to give her a memorial service when she passed away.
All you have to do is get together.
Still wants us to.
It has nothing to do with her, you guys. It has to do, and that's one thing that Martha and I talked about earlier. It has nothing to do with her and what she wants. It has to do with you. And all you have to do, really, is have people at your house and have it be a potluck and get together and spend time together. That's all that needs to happen. And what she would like to do is have the family together.
Okay.
So get
just
your
have a get together and have mm-hmm. fun and love each other, and that will make your mom very, very happy.
She wanted you guys to get together.
Okay. Is there anything else she wanted to say and all or anything?
She said be good to each other.
Okay.
Because sometimes you guys tussle a little bit.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. Okay. Deborah, thanks for calling Animal World.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. And as is always the case, Kim, in the last hour of the show, especially the last half hour, last 15 minutes, phones go nuts.
Yes.
And they're all full, and you guys are calling again, and I'm sorry, we're out of time, and I can't fudge at the end of the show. I can fudge in the earlier hours, but not now. We have to be on time because we aren't here all day.
I know.
So thank you all for calling, and those of you that are online, I'm sorry. You'll have to wait till next time. Kim, thank you so much. And if people are interested, you obviously work privately with folks. You work over the phone, but you prefer to work in person.
I do.
Mm-hmm. And if folks are interested in scheduling a session with you, how do they do that?
They can. Best way is to call me at 206-353-5600 or email me. And that's a great way also. And it's kimmillermedium@comcast.net, and I can get back to you right away.
And you can check her website out at www.kimmillermedium.com.
Yes.
Any sessions set up at...
I will be doing Friends Philosophy and Tea the second Sunday of June.
Okay, and in August you're there with Krista Gibson.
Yes,
so
I am.
KristaGibson.com for more stuff there. We're out of time. Kim, thank you.
You're
Julie,
welcome.
Good to see you too. Rhonda, thanks for playing the ukulele. Woohoo! We're looking forward to more of that. Scotty, thank you. Gary, thank you. And I guess that's it. Is it time?
Sure.
All right. As always, we remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things.